word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're so glad that you could join us today. We're continuing our study about the mysteries of the Bible. In previous broadcasts, we talked about the mystery of His love, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of His will, and recently we've been studying about the mysteries of God. We're going to begin again in Colossians chapter 2. So if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to join us over there. We're talking about the mysteries of God now. We've looked at the mystery of His eternity, the mystery of His wisdom, the mystery of God's ways, and the mystery of God's love and care for us. And today we're going to continue our study about who is God and where is God, some things that are a little more basic and a little more fundamental. So if you have a Bible, I want to encourage you to go and get your Bible. We're going to look at some very specific things today in the Word of God, and it would help you if you could see it. Now, I realize you may be driving or may not have access to a Bible right away, but if you can, I'd suggest that you go find a Bible and sit down for the next few minutes and open the Word of God with us as we consider the Word of God today. While you're finding your Bible and finding your place, again, Colossians chapter 2, I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there at the website. If you've not heard the previous broadcasts in this series, you can go back and listen to those again. You'll find other Bible resources there that I think would be a blessing and a help to you. You'll also find there a place where you can order our book, also called Consider His Word. So check that out as well. If you'd like to know more about the book, you can send me an email at pastor@bigcypress.us. pastor@bigcypress.us. Let's get into the scripture today. Colossians chapter 2. I want you to watch for this phrase, the mysteries of God. Paul, writing to the church at Colossae and encouraging them to pray for him, said, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom we are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." You realize that we have those treasures of wisdom and knowledge right here in the Word of God. The Bible says that if you lack wisdom, He said you could ask of God. Read James chapter 1 and verse 5. The mystery of God. We talked before about some of the things that are difficult, His eternity and the wisdom of God. Today I want to deal with some things a little more basic, a little more fundamental, particularly who is God? You know, many have thought about God and they've wondered about God. Certainly most of our lives we've heard about God, but who is He? Many believe God, have put their faith in God. Many believe in something, and they don't know really what it is. You know, they may call it a higher power or something of that nature. Some have decided that there is no God. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Some kind of remain on the edge somewhere in the middle. They're just not sure. They think there's somebody or something out there, but they're just not sure. The Bible is very clear that there is God. In fact, it begins by saying, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The Bible does not try to explain God or try to tell us a whole lot, except maybe some of the nature of God and some of his attributes. David had this same question. I want to go over to Psalm 18. We're going to look at a few verses over there today and see what David said about who is God. And there's a lot of things we could talk about here, but let's just look at a couple of verses of Scripture and just kind of deal with this in some generalities. In Psalm 18, David had just won a great battle. He had just won a great victory. And he's praising the Lord and giving God the glory for what God had done for him. In Psalm 18 now, in verse 30, he says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath held me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip." Notice how David gives God all of the glory for who he is and what God has done for David. It's very interesting what he says here when he kind of asks a question, and in the same statement, he answers the question. He says, "Who is God save the Lord?" And if you look at your Bible, if you're looking at a King James Bible like I have here in front of me, I want you to look very carefully at the word Lord. You'll see that it's written in all capital letters. And when you see it written that way in the Bible, it is using specifically God's name, Jehovah. And so the question here is this: who is God save Jehovah? Now, in David's time, there were many gods around. Every nation, every country had gods of their own. And he's declaring here that God is Jehovah, the Lord. The Bible tells us much about him. I think probably the beginning place is that he is the creator. The Bible says in Exodus 20:11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." 6 days God made heaven and earth. Do you believe that? I do. I believe that God is the creator. Interestingly enough, here on the Seminole Indian Reservation, the Seminole people believe in one God and believe that he is the creator. So it's not just from the Bible, it's in many cultures that there is one God and he is the creator of all things. He created this world, he created heaven and earth. Everything, I believe, begins with God. Not only did he create everything, but we go back over to Colossians where we were reading earlier. Colossians 1 says that he is over all things. Look at Colossians 1, beginning at verse 16. Speaking about the Lord, it says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." The word "consist" here means that all things hold together. God not only created it, but he holds it all together, keeps this universe functioning. You know, the scientists, they can explain how the planets stay a certain distance from the sun, how the earth has to be a certain distance from the sun. And they can talk about gravity and all of these science principles, but they can't exactly explain what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's God holding this whole universe together. God created it. He sustains it. He holds it together. And when you read through the Word of God, you're going to see that the Bible describes them in so many different ways. That the Lord is not only the creator of everything, but he's the sustainer of everything. He keeps it going. He is also our provider. I believe that everything that we have comes from God. The very air that we breathe, the food that we eat. That's why many Christians, before they'll sit down to a meal, and many Jewish people, when they finish a meal, will take time to thank God for it, because they recognize that ultimately it came from him. He's our sustainer. He's our provider. He's our healer. The Bible says he is the God that healeth thee. He is our helper. My help comes from the Lord. He is our comforter. Jesus spoke of this in John chapter 14 and 15, how that the comforter would come, and it is the Lord that would minister to our hearts. Often we can say words of comfort, but it takes a work of God to bring that comfort to a heart. He is our sanctifier. He has set us apart and made us holy unto him. He is our justifier. In him we have been made right with God. He is our shepherd. Read Psalm 23. He is our shield. Here, David said, he is our rock. We read that back in Psalm 18. The Bible also says that he is our Savior. You see, when the Bible speaks of him as being our Savior, it was God who loved us. When we were separated from God by sin, it was God who reached down to us and loved us. Even while we were still sinners, Romans 5:8 says that God demonstrate or commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And it was God who sent Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect one, to die on Calvary's cross so that you could have eternal life. You see, he is our Savior. He has given us his salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. The important thing is now that you receive it. He asks you to trust him, and to put your faith in his Son. I'm afraid our time is gone already for today. We're going to continue this study. We're going to be looking a little bit more about where is God and who is God. So join us again when once again we open the scriptures and consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider his word.
Consider his word.